keeping Chicago local in every neighborhood. Here's your neighborhood news, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's community bank.
This is Kim Gordon, WGN Radio's neighborhood news reporter. It's my job to explore what makes Chicago communities unique. In this episode, we take you to Highland Park. For the past 50 years, the Arts Center has been functioning as an art gallery.
We have shows that change on a regular basis, and what we're trying to do is create a theme. It's not just let's be pretty. It is we have shows that make a statement.
And teaching classes to young and old.
We've got classes for beginner artists. We've got ceramics. We've got a clay studio, jewelry making, figure drawing, oil painting. And it shifts a little in the afternoon where we get some of the kids from the local schools who come over, take afternoon classes and everything from arts and crafts to applied things like sculpey or cartooning. Or animation. Animation is big right now.
Executive Director James Lynch says there's a deep connection to art in the community.
We're the home of Ravinia, for one thing. There was an artist colony here that Ravinia grew out of. And this area in particular is, the people are well-educated. They're involved. We're an inclusive community. We try to make sure that we always think out of the box. We've got a large selection of public art.
Even though the center's located in the heart of Highland Park, it's for everyone.
The same price for anybody who comes from Buffalo Grove or Deerfield or Highwood. The only difference in pricing is if you join, get a membership, and it gives you access to certain things.
Lynch says the center can also be rented for special events. For more information, go to artcenterhp.org. Until next time, I'm Kim Gordon with WGN's Neighborhood News, brought to you by Wintrust, Chicago's community banks.